you know, we were entering into slightly difficult times, what with the deficits, and I know we've heard a lot about that recent times. In fact, every day, in fact. But just to put a lighter note on it, what would you like to cut?
Apart from your hair, Eddie.
Apart from my hair.
Or indeed William Hague's scrotum.
What would you cut, Tom?
If I could cut anything. We were going to discuss the World Cup on this particular episode of Bullshit Bingo, and then we realised that everybody's sick of the bloody World Cup.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna reel it back in, and it seems blindingly obvious. It may have been one of your choices as well, but I was so disgusted by England's performance at the World Cup that I vowed not to watch football ever again. Basically, because I think these, you know, the England players are massively overpaid, and you know, the players who played well in the World Cup don't make as much money as the players who play for England make huge amounts of money and are rubbish. And I think there could actually be a connection there. In fact, I know there is a connection there. Let's not beat around the bush.
Yeah,
I would actually cut football players' wages. I mean, it makes me sound like one of those kind of Radio 5 live phone-in.
Sorry, Tom,
kind of people,
I don't think the,
you know,
government pays footballers' wages.
Well, hang on, we can cut anything. Fantasy cutting.
I do believe, I think if you had the power to make cuts, what would you cut?
Well, hang on. We can't just cut from the private sector. It's the public sector. That's how you get rid of national debt.
No.
Well, I don't want to cut the public sector.
That's too easy. I think we should thrash the private sector.
Good point.
From the heart, what would you cut? Forget the political side of things, Sean. Just breathe, deep breath.
Okay, I'm sorry. Carry on, Tom, carry on. You were going to cut Wayne Rooney's face.
I was, yeah, with a Stanley knife. But yeah, that's the equation, is basically high wages equals rubbish national team. And there is a sort of correlation in that whole kind of convoluted premiership being a very rich game. Which league with too much power, meaning the national team has too little power and blah, blah, blah.
Is there a correlation? Isn't the Spanish league still the richest league? Real Madrid, Barcelona?
Well, yeah, but their wages aren't as high as the British wages, said he completely confidently, not actually knowing what he was talking about.
Yes, because when Cristiano Ronaldo left Man United, it was to take a pay cut to play for Real Madrid, wasn't it, Tom?
For £7.50.
Ed, what would you cut?
Okay, I would like to cut a tiny section of society. This is going to be very controversial.
Not the big society,
which Chaps. I think is all rubber. No, I think in terms where I live in South London, I've seen nothing but kind of yummy mummies and Dolce & Gabbana crowd and all that stuff. They don't care as long as they get to their bar that they want to go to. You can't in the real world cut these people, but there's an element of like these obnoxious, self-righteous, rude people.
Who are they?
This is it. They are the great
washed.
The middle classes?
You can have to be
a bit more specific.
Okay, let's say it. Okay, middle classes, but it doesn't represent all the middle classes.
So hang on. You're saying your answer to the economic turmoil that this country's in is to penalise a few mums wearing Dolce & Gabbana in South London.
Not a few, many. What I'm saying is there's just this culture of people too much into themselves.
Well, so are you talking about cutting rudeness? Well, or are you talking about cutting the wages of people who are rude?
No, I'm talking about cutting rude in a cartoon world. Cutting rude. You know. Because if I were to cut people's wages, then that would be across the board and I would not be able to hang around.
As if rudeness were a kind of a physical growth.
Listen, Professor Tom of the Institute of Economics, a minute ago you were saying, ooh, if we just cut the footballers' wages, we'll all be fine.
Well, I'm not saying it's going to save the country. I just say I think we should cut their wages.
You just want to do it because you're feeling bitter.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they've ruined my dreams.
Can I just say,
I think it's a very valid viewpoint. The problem with it is that I've explained it really bad. Sure, what would you cut?
I would cut Trident. I would scrap the licence fee, and I would put a cap on council tax for the next